time from A Cookie Minute in College. Hey, next week, here we go.
Yes, we are starting up next week. I said I've been here about 20 years, and this is probably the most excited we've been about opening of school, just because we haven't had students on our campus for so long. So, yeah, we are ready to go. It's been an awesome, while it was not a great spring, got a little things rolling back this summer, and now we're very much looking forward to this fall here. So classes start the 24th. We do have new student orientation on Friday. So actually this coming Friday, we'll welcome all our new students to campus. Move-in day will be the Thursday before for freshmen. So, yeah, we're pumped.
That's great. And I know a lot of the kids are kind of a move-in week this week, isn't it?
Yep, yeah. So last week we brought in, there was the bridge students that started last week, which was awesome. And that's the students that start a little early, kind of get a head start on some of their English programming. And they started, and you should have seen us. We were just so thrilled just to have students on campus and getting to know new students. And then the RA started, and then we're trickling back our athletes. We have, this is the record number since I've been around, and probably ever, just because it's been growing every year, but a large number of international students coming in. So we're going to be between 30 and 40 this year, and those are going to start trickling in because they do need to quarantine for 2 weeks. So we're bringing those back kind of gradually, and then, yep, we'll just have students kind of moving in here and there and kind of ease into that process so that we can, you know, we're doing some testing and we're doing some, temperature checks and those kind of things just to make sure that we're kind of being responsible for people that we're bringing from clear outside the area. And so we want to make sure that we have, you know, safety precautions in place and things. And then really what I've been so impressed with is our residence halls and housing facilities are full. Like we have a few beds offline just in case we need a quarantine. We've got, people are not hesitating to live in the residence halls, and our classes are filling up like crazy. So I was actually, I didn't know it was either going to be a great year or it was really going to be a slow year for us. And right now our enrollments look outstanding. So it's going in the right direction, and we're thrilled that students are really trying to trickle their way back. We know there's still some concerns, and so we've done everything we can to, make sure that we're spaced out in classrooms. We are requiring masks for the beginning of the semester, for sure, at least, just to make sure that we're kind of being responsible. The health department has been phenomenal. We've been working with them area-wide, and they've been giving us some really good information on how to do this right. So we're really thrilled with kind of the plan that we have, and then just trying to educate students on the best way that they can learn in the classroom. And we do. We have probably, I would say, less than maybe even 20 or 30 students, so not even percent, but less than about 20 or 30 students that have said, I'm not interested in being there in person. And so we're working out online options, or they can Zoom, all kinds of different options. So I honestly think after this whole spring, we're probably better. We're providing a much better service to any student right now, just because we're that much farther ahead than we were last March. So I'm just thrilled the direction we're going, and it's growing, and people seem really excited to get started back. And we're just going to try to do it as responsibly as we can.
So the past summer, to get ready for the start of school year, I mean, you've been busy every single day. It's never a day off trying to get the fall season going. A lot of meetings, a lot of information, health departments, state, et cetera, hasn't there?
Yeah, and I've actually been so impressed with our administration, even, working with the high school on some planning early on, and then, health department, and then just we meet once a week, and we'll meet with state officials as well, and we basically stay on top. We call it like the COVID response team, and we've been meeting since March. We've been meeting once a week, and we just kind of keep on top of, what are the numbers, what are we looking at, what's the best way that we can keep our students and our community safe. And so, yeah, there's been a lot going on. I said, I can't even imagine what we could have gotten done had COVID-19 not hit. But at the same time, I mean, we're so much farther ahead. It taught us so much about how we can educate students in different ways. Or just, from the student services perspective, how can we serve them even when they're not on campus? And so we've got some great feedback from students on, just feeling supported, feeling like they were cared for. That's the biggest thing for us, is that, we love our students. There's, we don't have 10,000 students, and so we get to know them and we want to take care of them. And so that's kind of the piece that we're making sure that when they do make the decision to choose us, that we're going to do everything we can to keep them safe. So yeah, it's been awesome. I've just been really thrilled. The athletic side of things, is a little bit delayed, but at least for right now, they're going to let us, plan the spring season. And then they did say, we could kind of ease into some fall scrimmages. And so they're not official games, but I think each team gets a handful of fall scrimmages. That's been kind of just hopeful for us that we can, if we can spread them out enough, we can get some fans in there, we can get students in there watching and cheering. So there's some little, you know, little things trickling back that I think if we do them right, then we'll be, we can keep taking steps to reopen entirely. So.
And I think the coaches have said, I think they get, what, 20 hours a week or something like that. So that's almost like, you know, two hours a day. So that's almost kind of like normal practice times, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And truly, from an athletic perspective, if you think about how beneficial like a redshirt year can be, this is almost like a redshirt semester, and they have all a preseason. So, I mean, they basically have a semester of preseason, which is frustrating. Like, I know from a college athlete, you just want to play some games. But at the same time, I mean, we've got some awesome coaches working with these kids and developing them and leadership. And there's so many more things now that they can do rather than just focus on just straight up skill. You know, there's just awesome things that they can do, team development, and they just have more time to get ready for that court time. So I know from an athletic perspective, you know, they want to be on the court and working on that record. But I do think this is going to be, the silver lining is just, it is going to be amazing to watch. I think the growth of some of the incoming freshmen and then returning sophomores when they hit that court, officially hit that court in the spring. So they're, you know, like it is a little silver lining, but yeah, they're going to get a lot of reps. And like I said, some kiddos that maybe, you know, come and they're just not, they have more time, in my opinion, to make, you know, to earn that spot. So if they're a walk-on or if they're somebody that maybe was second behind or whatever, there's just more time to develop those skills. So I actually think there's some really cool things that are going to come of this. And so I'm really excited to see them, you know, even in those scrimmage situations. And then in the spring, it's going to be a blast.
So. And there's a lot of different clubs, and I know you're going to do your best to try to get those academic clubs and stuff like that that kids love to be involved in and try to keep those going.
Oh, yeah, and really our student life team, and they oversee kind of the student organizations, and then we have sponsors that help with that. And so that's been so great, and it's going to be awesome. We've always had strong ones, but it's going to be cool because, like, Brian Obert is our dean of students, and he basically is saying they're going to do a lot of front-loading this semester. So things that they may have, activities that they spread out throughout the year, we're going to try to do a good job of front-loading those, because then in the spring, we're going to have a lot of games to go to. And so it'll be nice to get those organizations involved, doing some events, doing some activities or some big, you know, productions or, you know, we'll bring on different comedians and those kinds of things. And so, yeah, we're going to do the best job we can of making sure students, you know, people always ask me, like, what's there to do? There's never a dull moment there. There's always, you know, weekly, there's always something that an organization is putting on, or, you know, one of the biggest things that we do well, especially at McCook, is we onboard students with, you know, just very thoroughly onboard them and make sure if there's somebody that likes to be active all the time, they've got options. If somebody likes to have, you know, some quiet, steady time, there's options. And so it's kind of, you know, just whatever's best for each person, there's all kinds of different stuff that they can do. So, yeah, it'll be a blast to kind of see how people step up and how the students really get engaged, you know, how the organizations help them stay entertained and stay productive, too. Not just, you know, it's not just something to do. A lot of times they're doing stuff in the community, and they have all kinds of, you know, community action projects and things that they can do. So, yeah, we've got such a great thing going, and people are just, you know, people are willing to jump in, and we've got great support with the community, you know, just working. I just heard Andy, you know, talking. We're doing some awesome things in the community and just and doing the best job we can to stay connected. And so the Adopt an Athlete program is still going. They're going to do that this year. And then, again, you know, still rolling with that. And then we just have a lot of involvement beyond our campus, you know, corner kind of thing. So it's going to be a great year. I'm really excited. If you'd asked me 3 months ago, I don't know that we would have known what the plan was for fall. But I feel like we're kind of one of those schools that's deciding if we do it right, we can definitely open our doors. So that's what we want to do to best serve our students.
And finally, is there still time if you haven't got signed up for classes or a class or two? Can you still do it?
Oh, absolutely. We will be signing students up. Now, obviously, I want them to get in there this week. We're doing a lot of early entry stuff right now, too. So we're working with the high schools since they shut down early. So we're getting a lot of enrollment from the high schools right now coming in. And then any traditional age or non-traditional age, Sunday afternoon is our first when Sunday college starts. And so, yeah, that's all kinds of options for students, even if they want online or just one day a week on Sundays, all kinds of stuff. So, yeah, they can call up, you know, call and get an appointment. It's 8100-345-8100, and they'll get you an appointment with an advisor. Still wide open to take classes. There's some that are filling up because students have been trickling in the last couple months here. But, yeah, they still have time. So I would love it if it was even this week for sure is the preference. But even next week, we always have students that, and it makes me sad because I wish they would have chose us first, but, you know, there's students that are starting elsewhere this week right now, and if they get there and they're just like, man, this is too big, this is not for me, I don't want to go all online, we always welcome probably a handful, between 5 and 10 area-wide, we always welcome a handful of students back from where they ventured off to. So, yeah, they still got plenty of time. We'll take them and we'll get them signed up and make sure they get what they want and get rolling here. So we're going to keep on educating.
More information, website, Facebook pages are all right there. A lot of information if you or give you a call anytime, can't they?
Yep, that's right. 345-8100 is the main line, and then www.mpcc.edu will get you all kinds of information. And if people have concerns or questions about what our plans are, or if they want to know what's, you know, if they're worried about things, there's tons of options. So just have them give us a jingle or hop online. There's tons of information on there as well. So we're ready to serve.